It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lee Eisensee with the Barnes County Salvation Army. Lee, thanks once again for joining us.
You bet, Steve. It's just a wonderful opportunity to let the people know how well we did this year once again.
Well, a little bird whispered in my ear that, I tell you what, you guys were really blessed again this year. And you've set all kinds of records for the last 11 years, and you came close again to setting another record, but the blessings really go to a higher source, don't they, Lee?
They sure do, Steve. I can honestly say that our team had very little to do with it. I truly believe it was 100% that of the Holy Spirit that did all of the work. It all started with that wonderful gentleman from California that sent us that check for $5,000. And I think with that check, it kind of set the tone for the rest of the campaign. You know, the Holy Spirit had touched the hearts of all of those bell ringers that dared step up and ring the bell, even though they knew there was a chance of getting COVID-19. But we're willing to risk getting sick in order to help those that were in need within our county. And for all those that put their change, their bills, and their checks in the kettle, it was the love of God that inspired them to do so, because they know that we have a lot of less fortunate in our community, and they want to make a difference. Even though we only had someone at the kettle, Steve, about a third of the time, we were still able to surpass our goal. And one thing that was totally different this year, Steve, was about 63% of all the funds raised were mailed to me to be deposited into our Salvation Army account, because so many were not able to get out because of COVID-19. We had gotten $48,314 sent to me, and our kettles brought in $28,604 for a total of $76,918, Steve. Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow, that's incredible. Almost $80,000. Just a little bit shy of that. Wow.
it's our second best year ever. I've been doing it for 16 years now, and we had one year where we raised $80,000, but we had a woman that passed away and left us $8,000. So, but we just can't believe it, you know, that everybody was so generous. And our management team, which is only a few of us, would like to give a big thanks to everyone else that consisted of bell ringers and donors. We look at everyone that helped out as our team, and that includes you, Steve, at KOEC, the Times Record, Wells Fargo Bank counted all of our money for us, all of the bell ringers and the donors. They're all part of our team, and we thank them so much for doing what they did. I think that everyone that gave money, everyone that rang the bell, has the same purpose as we do, of trying to meet the needs of the less fortunate in our county. And as our management board, we do our very best to try to do that, of helping someone to get through those rough times without enabling them to be not able to help themselves. And that's kind of tricky to do, but with the help of God, I think that we do a pretty good job at it.
You've done a wonderful job over the last 11 years. I don't know how you do it. You've always explained how you did it, really through the grace of the Holy Spirit and so many other people in this community that make it happen. It really is a blessing, Lee.
It is truly, truly a blessing. Our regional guy says, how do you do it? Because no one's even close to us in North Dakota in the extension units. For the last many years, we've been number one in North Dakota in extension units, and number three in all of Minnesota. And Minnesota is a big state, and that does not include your Fargos and Grand Forks and Bismarcks. They're not extensions. They have churches and stuff, but all the other counties, you know, Dickinson and all that. And it's the type of people that we have in this community. They're so kind and so loving and so filled with the Holy Spirit that they need to share it with others.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Lee, but is it 94 cents of every dollar that goes towards those in need?
Yes. Now, we only get to keep 88% of that here. And then it goes to, the rest goes to St. Paul. But there we run camps for kids, and we have the Angel Giving Tree and different things where, you know, that other 6% goes to, you know. And that's the figure that I've been given. And I think that's pretty true, because I know they're so shorthanded in Roseville. The people paying the bills also help run the camps and take all of our requests and pay the vendors. And they are just so, so busy. And of course, everything in Valley City, there isn't $1 that goes towards any expenses. All of our gas and time and everything is all volunteered. And so it's one of those organizations I think that people feel good about, because they know that it goes to the people in need.
Well, that is fantastic. And again, blessings to you, Lee, and all of the wonderful people who make this happen, and all of the Barnes County residents who were so generously gave this year in the 2020 Red Kettle Campaign for Barnes County. Thanks again for joining us on our Voice of the Valley today, Lee.
Thank you very much, Steve. We really appreciate what you do for us every year. We couldn't do it without you.
There's Lee Eisensee, the chairman of the Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.